is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
We're waiting on the rain.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome to Haley and the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHAS. Haley, where did I get that line?
Well, we're waiting.
I'm trying to place it and I cannot. You're going to have to help me out.
Ian will know. Come on, we're going to give you another minute. Let's start giving her some clues, Ian, so we can put her in the right universe.
Well, the first thing I thought was I referenced this movie earlier with the hat joke.
You did?
Yeah.
Was that on the air or off?
It was off the air. Not that Haley would have heard. She doesn't listen before she comes on anyway.
Yeah, come on now.
Haley, let's give her a clue. Let's walk her toward it. It's from a film.
Okay, good start.
Yeah.
And the person who speaks the line was the newsman on Mary Tyler Moore's TV show.
Yeah, that's not going to help her.
Why would I know that, Terry Miners?
I think that show went off the air 15 years before Haley was born.
He's not a famous enough character that's carried through the years that you would remember.
Ted? That's his name,
Why
right?
Why would I know this?
Is that his name on the Mary Tyler
Moore show? No, no. Isn't his real name Ted Baxter or something like that?
Yeah. Yep. That's his TV newsman name, Ted Knight.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay, I need another clue.
Okay.
There's a rodent in it.
Bill Murray. Bill Murray's in the movie.
Caddyshack. Not
there you go.
There we go. I got there. Well, I got there.
People use that gif all the time, though, on whatever, when they're responding to something.
You're right. I should have known based on the meme that it's become.
He turns and looks at somebody on a golf course. Well, we're waiting.
It's Chevy Chase, isn't it? Isn't that who he's talking to?
Yeah, they're arguing. They're going to bet on something or other.
Yes.
I don't know.
I feel reference Caddyshack a lot.
We
on
should.
This show.
It's an important movie that my wife hates, and so I know it's funny.
Right. I'm
Is that how we measure funny films now? If Mary hates it, it's got to be hilarious.
She hates Groundhog Day, but she's not a big fan of Caddyshack.
I'm with her on Groundhog Day. That movie is awful.
Agreed.
Do you guys ever think that Bill Murray, since he spends extra time around here now, his son lives like three blocks from me, do you think he's ever gone to like some place in Louisville and said, oh, yeah, Stripes. Yeah, right here. We shot this scene, like in front of the Seal back. I mean, right now I get it. It's the pandemic and nobody's rolling around. But Luke's been here a couple of years.
Well, it's not like he'd have to go that far. Every time he walks in the door at the KFC Yum Center, he's right across the street.
Yeah, it was right
where
right.
They shot some scenes.
Yeah, that's right. That's over on the. Yeah, that's right. Because he went across the bridge. Didn't
yeah.
He? How did they get permission to shut down the Second Street Bridge, the Clark Memorial Bridge, to do the scene where he steers the cab with a screaming old lady in the back seat, stops traffic, gets out, walks over, throws the keys into the river.
I mean, my guess is they went, you see, we're going to shoot a movie and we're going to publicize Louisville. And all you got to do is shut this bridge down for a few hours. And whoever the mayor was at that point went, OK,
that's Abramson. No, it was 1980. It could have been Dave Armstrong.
No, that was Stripes was what?
Was it Harvey
really
Sloan?
Early 80s?
We'll have to look it up. Abramson was the mayor for like 50 years.
That's true. Louisville's mayor.
I say we don't call him mayor for life for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, Stripes came out in 81, so that you have to believe it was shot in 1980.
80. Yeah, they don't wait more than a year to get that garbage out, so they can. That's a fast turnaround thing, and they used Fort Knox for some of it. And yeah, they the Clark Bridge, in front of the seal box. Remember the old lady's hollering at him when he's throwing her bags in there? And then get this, when he's in that apartment, and Harold Ramis is the other guy in the movie. He's in that apartment where he's dunking that basketball up on the wall. There's a poster of Daryl Griffith. So you're right. They shot in 80. It had to be right after Louisville won the championship. So they had the U of L champions. They had a Dr. Duncanstein or something or other up on the wall.
No way. Up on the wall. Yeah.
And, and he dunks. The mayor in the city at that time was William B. Stansbury, which sounds very formal.
That's right.
Oh, yes, the regal Stansbury man.
Never heard of him. Right in between the two Harvey Sloan.
Oh, yes, sir. Mr. Stansbury, God rest his soul, I think he was killed in a traffic run over on Bardstown Road. It was after he was out of office.
Oh, my goodness.
The intersection of 3rd Street and Eastern Park. Oh, that says his name in his honor. Let me see if it has his
I think it was Bardstown Road. I think it was up by St. Francis of Assisi.
Oh, my gosh. How have I never heard of this?
Yep. Stansbury and his mother were killed April 4th, 1985, while crossing the 1900 block of Bardstown Road on their way to church. His wife was also injured.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting time around here, that's for sure. Mayor Stansbury and some controversy when he was with the garbage. The sanitation department went on strike and no one could find him, and he was in New Orleans or somewhere.
It was like,
yeah, hey, whoa, hey, party time.
I was gonna say, that sounds like a fun story right there.
Well, Johnny Carson came out on The Tonight Show, and he said, it's 11 o'clock. Hey, Louisville, do you know where your mayor is? That was his joke.
Oh.
In the monologue. It's like, hey, all right. We made the national comedy circuit.
Man, yeah. Boom roasted.
So I guess he was open to comedy movies being made around here. Well, what would we get out of that other than just people recognizing the city? I mean, does the movie company pay us something or no?
No, it must just be recognition. But I don't even think in Stripes they explicitly, they're like, oh, we are in Louisville, Kentucky. I think it's just assumed because of the base, right?
But it's because we know. It was because we know the visuals.
Well, we know, but no one else would know unless they explicitly said.
And I think it's Walnut Street, not Muhammad Ali. I don't think they've changed the name yet.
Oh.
I think that came later. He's arguing with the old lady, puts the bags in the yellow cab, and they gave him one of our local yellow cabs. But then you have to hire police or something to shut down the traffic down Walnut / Muhammad Ali Boulevard so they can shoot that scene. And then he goes in reverse. Doesn't he come ripping around? All right, think of where the Yum Center is right now. He's on Main Street going in the wrong direction in front of the Yum Center and then turns left onto the Clark Bridge. So they had to shut down the street for him to just drive in the wrong direction. And then there's a bunch of other cars behind the cab. So they had to orchestrate that enough for him to screech, get out. You have to have a movie set shot up. You know, I mean, you got to have lighting. You got to have all these things all set up. And then, so did we even consult with Indiana? Ah, too bad. We own the bridge all the way to the Indiana shore.
Think you have to worry about them at that.
Sorry about your luck, Indiana. If you're trying to get to church, too bad. We're blocking it so Bill Murray can holler at some old lady and quit his job and throw his keys in the Ohio River, which probably landed right next to Muhammad Ali's
gold medal, right?
His medal from the Olympics. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is another
you just hope that they can get that in one shot so they don't have to go, okay, shut down the streets again. We got to do it again. Bill Murray swore.
You threw that like a girl, Bill. You need to come on. Put some oomph behind that.
When do they ever actually do it in one take? People are sitting in their cars. Come, for God's sakes, I'm trying to get to my mother's house. What are they doing? Open the street. Call Mayor Stansbury. Oh, he's in New Orleans. Never mind.
Can't find him.
Oh, well, God rest his soul.
Is that what that you kind of always have to say that?
You have to say that since we mentioned
his death. Or bless his heart.
Yes.
Well, no, that makes him sound dumb because that's the Southern thing for you are an idiot. That's a nice way to say that. Oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. I mean, he's taking his mom to church. I mean, like, oh, my.
So sad.
Did that get you like a fast ticket right to the pearly gates, I think? I don't think there's any questions. No paperwork. Move them along.
There was that one thing you had going on where there was garbage in the streets. But since you were going to church with mom, come on in.
Taking mom to church. It's like, wow, what a way to go.
There we go.
All right, well, sorry we steered that into the ditch. When we come back, something really important. How do you eat your pizza? The internet has lost its collective mind over a weird way to eat pizza. We'll get to that in a few. It's Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Man, that Mary George is in the kitchen cooking up something that smells great. That's one thing about when the Haley and the Knob show comes on, I start smelling good things coming from the kitchen.
Is it pizza?
I see.
No. We had that last night. Let me tell you this. We had three of Grace's friends over last night because they had to do a high school project podcast.
Mmm.
They selected me as their host. I thought that's awfully nice.
I wonder how they came to that conclusion.
They weren't in school today, so they had extra hours last night. So they came over like right when I got off last night at 7 o'clock. We had pizzas, we had this and that, you know, and all that stuff. And I was like, hey girls, you know, I'm ready to do the podcast. And okay, well, we're working on some notes. 8:30, and I'm watching
good
the World
them.
Series. 9:30. 10. I'm like, dude, what? How long is this podcast? What? And then occasionally Grace would text me and say, we're still working on our, we're having to do our research. I'm like, oh my gosh. So anyway, they constructed really a whole 20-minute show. It was impressive.
Wow.
And ultimately, I got done it. Sorry, I need a drink here. We got it. We got behind the microphones here. At this dining room table at 11 p.m. last night.
Good thing the MGM studio is still open late.
I never worked that hard in high school in my entire run, I can assure you.
I was going to say, I cannot imagine I would work that hard.
Anyway, we did a pretty comprehensive podcast about innovators, and the four girls had to play different characters from history. One was an African-American man, one was a Mexican man, one was a woman inventor, another was a white male American inventor. And it was very thorough in how they went through the whole process of the challenges for the minority people versus the white male inventor. I think these
and
kids
so
are,
you,
yeah,
you
I
were
was
in
the narrator
charge of
and I led them into various topics.
Right, yeah, right, right, right.
But I mean, it was a very enlightening for me. It says I thought, man, when I was in high school, we never dug this deep into all these types of things. We had to know when things were invented, who did it, maybe some other historical circumstances surrounding it, but certainly not bias and even unspotted bias. You know, certain subtle bias. And so it was really detailed. I was impressed by that. But it's like 11 o'clock. What? Come on.
That's what you're. I don't care if it's an A-plus project. Just get to bed by 10, girls. Come on.
High school. I'm watching the World Series. I'm enjoying that, but I'm ready to go. Let's go, girls. 11 o'clock last night, we're doing an animated show here, and that's what we did. And then by 11:30, it was all finished. We got they were great. All four of them were great. I hope it's okay if I use their first names because they're Sacred Heart students. And they were all great. They played these characters. Audrey was here, Hattie was sitting there, and Liza was over there, and then Grace was next to me, and we just had a great time. And I was so impressed by them, just the detail that they went into.
And at that age, love it.
I was a complete moron when I was that age. They're all 15, 16-year-olds. So good for them. Anyway, So it's 11:30 or so, and then finally, I see how the World Series wraps up, and then I'm out of it.
It was over before 11:30. But
I know, but I mean, all the celebration, all the talk. I like all the chatter that goes on the various channels when they're all arguing about should Blake Snell have been pulled.
No.
And then finally I fall asleep, and it's like, I don't know, almost 3 o'clock in the morning, and I hear them, they're still giggling. They're laughing about something. I'm like, and it's like, wow. It's like, I can't even imagine staying up till 3 in the morning.
Even as a kid, I can't I don't remember ever staying up. I was the first person to bed always.
Right,
always.
And they didn't have school this morning, but one of the girls had some sort of practice she had to go to. I knew her mom was going to be here at 9. I'm thinking it's 3. I remember thinking about this in bed. It's 3 in the morning and you're leaving at 9. You're going to be in great shape for practice.
Well, anyway, they're kids. They can deal
right.
with it.
8:45, they're all dragging down here. Oh, hey. Oh, it's like, wow. I'd have slept all day after that.
Living
it was
the
great
life.
Fun. All right, we ate pizza last night. It was a different brand that we had. I was unfamiliar with it, but it was okay. Just okay. How do you eat pizza?
I tend to use my mouth.
Yeah, right. Is this a deep dish situation? Is it a New York style?
I don't know. You saw that picture online, didn't you, Ian, of the way that it looked like thicker crust, yeah.
I don't know. That one, I mean, it wasn't New York style because the slices looked like they were too small. It looked like a regular, you know, pan pizza.
Run-of-the-mill pan, yeah.
These people, for some reason, were using a knife and fork with that, which is weird.
That's
Terry.
Very bizarre.
No, it wasn't Terry that did it.
I know, but you can't allow that type of negativity in your home, Terry.
No, nobody was eating with a knife and fork here.
No, it's
the internet.
Yeah.
Goodness.
The girls represented themselves well, as far as we know. It's on the internet. Somebody put a picture out where they ate a pizza with a knife and fork, but literally cut out all the, you know, the center ingredients and left a giant ring of crust.
The crust ring is what they left on the plate.
No. Nope. No, I mean, no,
it like,
no.
It looked like a hula hoop of dough
yeah.
left on the plate.
Nope. Nope. Eat the pizza like a normal human being. How about that?
I do find that very odd, too. I just thought, of all the ways to consume a pizza, that's very bizarre. So they post it online and people are losing their minds over it.
Yeah. Nope. And then there's the argument about if you fold your pizza to eat it, if it's a bigger New York slice, you gotta. But, never with a knife and fork.
Well, you can eat deep dish with a knife and fork. How are you going to pick that up with your hand?
Well, you can, but I only know that because I'm a Chicago girl. So,
Chicago's the only place in the world you can get deep dish pizza?
Yeah,
I'm not asking
much.
You to rate it. I'm just saying it's available in other places.
Still,
Chicago's
pick it
my
up.
Favorite style. I love Chicago style pizza.
Oh, it's
fantastic.
So good. So good with a cornbread crust. Mwah! Delicious.
I don't know. I've tried that before, but Chicago style, great, fantastic. I'm not a knife and fork person on that either. I figure out a way to fold it up or do something and hold it, knead it like a man.
Yes.
That's how you're supposed to do that. Rawr, rawr, consuming. Even Johnny's barking at that one. All right, we got to take a break. Coming back in a few. It's Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All night. All night.
I like Lionel Richie. Was at a show years ago, and he was the opening act. He was great. I didn't realize how many hit songs he had or how many songs that he started doing. I was like, I know that one. I know that one.
Yep.
And then wasn't he like on American Idol, maybe?
I think he still is. I think he's still a judge.
He is. Just a likable guy. Oh, yeah, that's Katy Perry, Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
Lionel Richie. Because The Voice is a hit in our house. Mary's big into that one. Did you see
Blake Shelton proposed to Gwen Stefani.
Listen, I'm team Miranda Lambert, so I'm mad a little bit because I feel like Gwen is a homewrecker in this case. I know she's not, but still.
You never know. But did Miranda not get remarried, or did I just?
She did. She did. She got married to a cop.
Yeah,
like an average everyday person. Yeah.
Good for her. It takes her away from the limelight of always having to be, you know, in the public arena.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the policeman's dinner or benefit dinner or whatever, and she doesn't have to be Miranda Lambert too much. Not as much, anyway. Anyway, Blake said, because I just happened to see it on Twitter yesterday, thank you for making my 2020 so wonderful, Gwen. I believe you said yes.
Very good. Very good.
His Oklahoma accent cracks me up.
He does have a really cute accent.
Because he'll say the word R-I-G-H-T. How does he say it? You guys want to try? Right. That's right. But does he say tonight and fat? I hope we don't have a fat. Does he say
absolutely.
That or is it just on the word right?
Even when he's singing, it's a drawl. Like, he has a very thick accent.
But, like, you know, there are variations on that. Like, in Kentucky, in the wider view of Kentucky, you will hear people use the expression white wine. But in Louisville, it's white wine. It's two long I's and two different pronunciations.
Yep. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And in Oklahoma, it's rot.
Rat, twilight, Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, that's a good one.
Is the Wi-Fi on? I don't know. Is that like Wi-Fi? Is that something like that? I don't know. Anyway, he's still funny. I watched some of that with Mary the other night, and his comebacks are still crisp on The Voice.
Good.
And he's been on there forever.
I can't watch those shows. Give me anxiety. The Voice, American Idol. I can't watch singing shows because I put myself in their shoes and it makes me nervous.
Why do they sometimes do a setup piece on somebody and you hear her story? Oh my God, my mom's got cancer. My dad is he's got COVID. We're having a struggle. I'm having to raise my little brother because my parents are, and so this is my opportunity. And I played this club, and somebody said you've got to get on The Voice. And I luckily got to the audition. I had to borrow money to take Greyhound to go to Nashville and go to the audition. And now here I am in California. And then the person walks out and sings, and no one turns their chair. It's like, why did they tell us all that? Reel us in on somebody's hardship, and then it's like. You know, then Blake Shelton, after it's over, then their chairs automatically turn around. He'll say, it just wasn't right for me. It's like, why did they do that to us?
Well, because if they had you buy in on only the people who made it, if there was no lead up to that person, you'd be like, oh, well, they're terrible. I don't need to watch this. Flip the channel.
Well, I mean, I guess you're right. But still, they go to their hometowns most of the time.
Yes.
And they talk to the family, or they stage all these interviews. Not stage, but they do all these interviews. It's like, oh, and then, oh, no one chooses up. Go, bye. Go back home to your mother and your COVID.
That
right.
And they have time to kill. I mean, these shows are, what, like an hour, 2 hours long. You got to fill it with something.
Yeah, some of the stories are really astounding, too. I mean, it's like in the Olympics. You spend more time learning about someone's challenges in life. And frankly, we all have them. But when someone works their way into a situation where it's a spotlight, they key in on it. Sometimes it's relatable for people. Other times it's just informational. But every human being, all 7 billion people on this earth, have problems. And people are always complaining that their problems are worse than everybody else's and their grievance is more intense because of fill in the blank. But really, how do you know? Because no one can be anyone other than who they are. How do you know that the hardship that you think is equal to someone else isn't more difficult for that other person because of their brain, their emotional infrastructure,
the chemistry
all the other
in
things.
Their brain, right?
Everything. So it's like, you know, oh my God, my life's tough, but oh, over here it's tough. I don't know, because you can only be you.
Yep, you can't. That's why I always tell people you can't. judge other people's struggles because it could be the worst thing they've ever been through. You know, it's impossible to tell.
And some people like complaining. They just do. I mean, you and I, you guys have worked long enough in the real world to where you're around people. And Haley, I know you've only had a couple jobs. You're 27, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's always
a baby.
Wherever you work, for the most part, I mean, I've worked here 36 years, but I've worked at a few other stations. And then I worked in a hospital when I was in high school, and I worked at a Kroger store while I was at UK. So you get to know there's a certain number of people at jobs who are just complainers. Oh, the way they do this around here. And they're just negative type people. And, of course, even as a kid, I'm 17 years old working in high school, I would think to myself, well, why do you work here? If it's so horrible, you can work somewhere else. Since you're so smart, and if you were in charge, you'd run it this way. Go somewhere else. I mean, I've never understood that attitude.
You're such a happy-go-lucky person, though. Like, you're always, even if like you're going through, you're a very positive person. And there are other people I've found that their life energy is to just be negative all the time. That's how they get through their day. It's like,
that's a job.
They're not happy unless they're complaining about something.
Right.
But that's a
right.
job. I mean, if you guys were miserable, I think enough of the both of you that I know you well enough and love both of you enough to know if you felt like it was a complete dead end and it was emotional, you know, free fall for you every day to come to work, you would find something else. I mean, that's what the human brain and spirit is set up to do.
Right. You have to. Otherwise, you're miserable. You're sitting in quicksand the rest of your life.
The way they do things around here, I just can't stand it.
Okay. Well, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that. But I need to get back to work because I do my work and then go
I
on.
I like my job.
Live my happy life. That's how that goes. Anyway, that's what you got to do. Wake up every day and remember it's a light switch. Boom. How's my attitude today? Set your attitude in the right direction. Watch and see how the rest of the day plays out.
You can never control that.
Yeah, that's the one thing. You never know about everybody else's challenges, but all you can do is control your attitude. See you in a few again on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I saw the University of Louisville tweeting about this dorm. Have you guys seen the image of this yet? This dorm they're going to build this fall?
Uh-oh.
Looks pretty nice.
Woo! Pretty grand. It's just, it's an interesting time to take on a project like that. Vince Tyree saying a few hours ago that they have $3.5 million donated so far. It's a 20-something million. I read all the details earlier today, but it's like they're going to work out deals where the construction costs 20-something million dollars and that title sponsors can put their names on various floors in the dorm. It's for men's and women's basketball and women's lacrosse, I think, were the three teams that go in there. And it's right across the street from the practice facility, plus it has a pedway, you know, a walk. An enclosed walkway up over the street so that you can leave the dorm and then stay out of the weather and then go straight across the guinea pig tube thing across to the practice building.
I love that. That's so smart.
I was in Minneapolis one time and it was really cold some part of the winter. And, you know, you can go through all those buildings in downtown Minneapolis. So many of them are connected by those tube things that you never have to go out in the cold because it's 20,000 below zero.
They know.
How to live. So, anyway, it looks like a good play for U of L. They have some interesting finances to work through here in the middle of a pandemic where we're all worrying about the money. But you can look on U of L basketball's Twitter feed and see a projection of what this building looks like. It's like, wow, ain't no pandemic economic free fall rolling around here.
Good luck to Vince, Tyree, and everybody over at U of L, because that is, does require some serious fundraising in the coming months. For
absolutely.
Sure. All right, guys, great talking to you. We'll be back again tomorrow. Good night.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.